Thank you, Tim. Would you like me to do a roll call, Rafik?
Yes, please.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Jazz Call on the 15th of April. And on the call, we have Rafik Damak, Tijani Benjama, Alex Gukuru, Sintra Suknanan, Carlos Sabira, John Ramankan, Elaine Pruis, Evan Labovich, Alan Greenberg, Olivier Crapon-Leblanc, Dev Anand Tiluk Singh, Dave Kisson-Doyle, and for staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Glenda Sangeri. And we have apologies from Michele Nilon, Carlton Samuels, and Cheryl Langdonor. Have I missed anybody from the call, or have I missed somebody who has sent apologies? Hearing nothing, may I remind you please to say your name before you speak. For the transcription, we have just been joined by Andrew Mack. And then over to you. Thank you, Rafik.
Thank you, Ben. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining today's call. So, as we discussed last call about that report or update or proposal or any kind of form might to be sent to the board, and we were still discussing about that, and we had volunteers working on drafting a new proposal. I think there was some progress and also updates about that, and also that that request triggered some discussion in, I think, in GNSO and also in the ALAC. For that, I think maybe if Olivier is in the call, maybe he can give us an update about that, and then we can continue the discussion.
Thank you very much, Rafik. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Yes, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I think we've spent much time going in circles in the last call. The bottom line is that a request was received through an informal channel for an update on what the group was doing. This has triggered a chain of events because it actually goes against the charter of the group itself, where there is a specific clause that says that any reporting of results will be directly to the GNSO Council and also to the At-Large Advisory Committee, to the ALAC. And those chartering organizations will then provide information to any third parties that wish to have information on the progress, et cetera, et cetera. So I have written an email to Peter Dengate-Thrush to advise him of this fact, and in light of the fact that we've got so much work in this group, I would imagine it's going to be a real diversion to write a status report. I have just said that the progress was coming along well. But I have asked, as one of the representative of one of the chartering organizations, that we be given a timeline of when the final report should be required, because we have to start working backwards from the time that the board requires the final report. There is hearsay that the board might require a report before the board retreat, but rather than having hearsay and working on, oh, who said what and wasting time on that, I'd rather have a clear statement from the board as to when they require the work to be finished and completed and the report to be written. And then we can work backwards on this, because obviously for the report to reach the board, it would have to be going through two separate channels, which I believe don't work in series. They work in parallel. So the GNSO Council is one channel, the ALAC is another channel. But both of these chartering organizations have procedures that they need to follow so as to actually vote the report. And so that takes time. The GNSO Council and the ALAC do not meet on a daily basis. They meet on a certain amount of time, and they also need to leave their members enough time for them to be able to read the report. And so we really have to work backwards as to when does this group, the JES group, needs to have a report ready. At the moment, there is no date, because we don't have a date at which the board needs to get the report by. But this will probably be found out in the next few days. And hopefully, at that point, we have a set date by which the work needs to be completed. I'm open for questions. Thank you, Rafiq.
Thank you, Olivier. Any comments? I thought that Ellen raised her hand, but... Andrew, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq, and thanks, Olivier. When we spoke in San Francisco, and based on the conversations that I had heard, I was under the impression that the group had agreed on a date when we were going to try to have something available, and that date was before the board retreat. So I think it was the 17th of May was the working date that we had been working off of, if I recall correctly. I know that date has been, I think it's that date, has been referenced a number of times in our conversation. So that was what, at least for myself, that was what I was expecting we were working off of in terms of a target. Agreed that we're not, you know, we've done a lot of work this week, an incredible amount of work, but also we're not in a position where we necessarily have something that we want to send along in any kind of a formal way. But I understand the impression that we did have a date. Thanks.
Rafiq, may I answer this?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Thanks for this precision. It's good to know that a date was discussed. I have not seen it anywhere in any of the documentation. I think we need to make sure that this date is suitable with the board and that it gives the board enough time for them to read the documents before they go on their retreat. And as you mentioned, there were discussions, but this work cannot go on with just discussions. It needs to actually be properly tabled and properly recorded so as for anyone to be able to come into it and say exactly and find out what the status is. That's the problem with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ellen, can go ahead. Ellen?
Sorry?
Ellen?
Oh. I just wanted myself to mention that Olivier's letter I've actually forwarded to the Jazz mailing list, so you can see exactly what was said.
Thank you, Ellen. Is this Ellen still in the call or not? Ellen.
I'm here. Are you saying Elaine?
Elaine, yeah.
Okay, sorry. You sound like you're underwater, so it's hard to... I don't know if you're saying Evan or Alan or Elaine. I'm here, and again, as I said last week, I really want to focus on content and business, but I do feel the need to say that I'm very deeply disappointed in the fact that we really got off track again, and it became quite personal, I think. Ultimately, the object of what happened last week was to get something on paper to discuss, and I don't know if it's included in what Evan has just put forward on the list, but I don't want to discount the work that was done there and the intention to actually have something done. And I'm reading Olivier's note to Peter, and I want to take issue with the last paragraph that says we're enjoying significant progress. I'd like to, I don't know where he got that idea, because I don't feel like we've moved forward in months. That's all.
Thank you. Alan?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I had 2 points. One of them was, can we see the letter that, or the note that Olivier sent? So thank you, Evan, for forwarding that. The other issue is, and I think Olivier implied it, but I think it needs to be said. I can't speak on behalf of the ALAC, but as a former ALAC member, I would not want a report like this, which is going to be substantive, passed on to the board without the ALAC actually having an opportunity to look at it and formally approve it. And given that there is currently an ALAC meeting scheduled, I believe, for the 24th of May, the timing that was just described by Andrew is certainly problematic. And if the ALAC is to have to vote on this and approve it before the board retreat, which is the 21st, and give the board members at least a day or so to read it, this group is going to have work on an awful tight timeline, and the 15th of May is probably not early enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Alex, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex Gakuru. I think I'm in support, and I think I like the way Olivia is resolving this, because I think it's introducing clarity to the document flow. Because despite the issues that were discussed last time, we have not been having certain documentation. And I want to go back and say, even if we discuss that date and a lot of conversation on several issues at San Francisco, that meeting at San Francisco was never recorded in terms of, there are no transcripts. Okay, a sort of report was written, but I think we discussed quite a lot more. So in essence, I do think by establishing a clearer way of how we are going to communicate and submit documents, I think it's important, so that even the date of submission, we now have it on record. So I'm quite in agreement that it's necessary to do that. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Okay, I think we talked a lot about the process and what we should do and how to do that, but I think we need really now to work the substantive part of our work. We have now a proposal. I'm not sure how it could be included in the report, but maybe it can give us some guidance. Maybe we can discuss that. I think I can say maybe that there is concern that we are not going to send update now to the board, and if we are going to do that, we need more, a formal request going and also to go going to send our report to go through our charting organization. So as we are not at this level now, let's work in the proposal and to see how it can be included in our report. I think it can foster the task that we need to do. Any comment about that? Can we proceed like that or not? Okay, I see that I agree. How do you think that we should discuss this document? Going, if someone, Evan or Andrew, want to lead that and to explain quickly, and then we can discuss if they have a specific question or comment. So who wants to volunteer? Ivan, Andrew?
I'm perfectly able. Cintra and Andrew are also both on the call. So essentially, the intent of going away and doing this document was to come back and try and focus the group on questions that are still unanswered, reminding the group of consensus points that have already been agreed to, and trying to get some common thinking on the big picture issues, as well as then determining the details of how all this is going to be implemented. So since the last call between then and now, there have been the three of us, Andrew, Cintra, and myself, that we're working on a Google document that incorporated as much as we could bring in. of everything from the previous milestone documents to the comments that Avery put in the beginning of the week to pretty well everything we could find. And so what you have on the wiki right now is actually an attempt to distill most of this in what we're hoping to be reasonably plain language intended not only to focus our own ability to discuss this, but also when we actually come out with a report, we want to produce a report that will be sufficiently clear and concise that it won't have to be redacted by third parties. And that's been a constant problem that we have had in making sure that our intent is properly conveyed to the parties we're trying to reach. So essentially what you have now on the wiki is, I'd say, about two-thirds of the whole. There's still a significant amount that is not on the wiki, specifically the parts about the evaluation procedures and process. Dev has been doing a huge amount of work on the flowchart, and so these things are still yet to go in. It's my hope to have some of these things finished over the weekend, but mainly as a starting document, not a final document. Obviously, you have three people go in there doing this. It was hoped that it would reflect the direction of the working group. Even if it doesn't, that's okay. That's what we're here to try and figure out, to go point by point through the document, make sure that the group is in sync with what it says or that the document has to change to reflect things. In the process, we'll have a really clear picture, not only of what we're doing, but that anybody looking for a snapshot of what we're doing will also get a clear idea of our direction. Andrew, Sintra, did either of you want to pipe in and add anything?
Just Evan, I think that's a really good summary, and thanks for all the hard work. Everybody was working on this really, really hard, really late last night, and I don't know. I think we're making some nice progress, actually.
Okay. We have, I think, we have comments from Djeni and Ellen. Djeni, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I would like to thank the team, the editing team or the drafting team, for this work. And they did it in a very short time, so thank you very, very much. Second point, Evans mentioned a clear and concise report. I want to emphasize on this point, clear and concise. So I propose to walk through this document and to try to find the consensus about all the parts of the document.
Okay, Ellen, please.
Thank you. I'd like to support what Djeni just said. It makes sense that we go, through this document and see where we're at. I've just looked at it on the wiki, and I see three points already where I think we don't have consensus, or what has been written is in conflict with what was previously agreed to. I'm happy to point those out now, but perhaps you want to go from the beginning to the end, point by point.
Yeah.
This is Evan. There's a couple of different ways. We'll certainly be, I'm hoping this will be discussed on the call, but at the same time, there's also a comments area on the bottom of the wiki. It's certainly not my intent to have this document go against the consensus of the group. So if there's an error, either in fact or in intent, either it can come out on the call or it can be written in the comments area, and I'm more than happy to incorporate it. Even if it's to say that there's an area in which there's no agreement, or in which the original document got it wrong.
Just maybe I missed that point. Is this document in the wiki already or not?
Yes.
Yes, did I not send a message around earlier that had the link?
You did.
I think you sent message like a Google Doc, but not sure he sent about the wiki.
No, on the reminder for today call, there is a link to the page.
In the reminder, okay, usually I don't...
The document, this is Carla speaking, the document or what is the content that is on the wiki is also on the Adobe screen right now. So for those of you that do not access the wiki, you can take a look at the screen.
And Evan sent a message about it a little over an hour ago, which also has the link.
Okay. But I don't think there is already comment in the wiki there already, no.
Only Cheryl, but it is not a substantial...
Sorry, we have some... someone is talking in the... Okay, I think let's go Alex asked it if we go section by section. We have already some comment there, and then we can comment the comment and add some. Discussing about that, if we can reach some, try to shape that to at least if we can reach some consensus later. What do you think? So, Evan, did you work or you? Cintra and Andrew, you worked on all this part of there is like, did you divide the work between among you? I don't know if we can have some leadership by section and then we can discuss that.
Well, I'm certainly open right now to having the document open for editing this moment and doing real time edits based on what we do in this call. There's no problem at all doing that.
Okay, so, we have comment from Tijani. Please go ahead.
Yes, Evan, I do think that we have perhaps to walk through the document, and if you don't want to do so, I have some points that I want to discuss with you. So if you want, I or Ellen can begin and give our points for the document, but I think that the best is to walk through the document so that everyone will comment on everything.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. So if you'd like, we could go point by point through the issues. Rafiq, as chair, it's up to you how you want to proceed. I'm more than happy to start dealing with this point by point and making sure that what is in the document accurately reflects the group and where it doesn't.
Okay, yeah, if you can take the lead on that as you and Andrew and Cintra work on that document, so maybe it's better, and we can, progress more quickly. Please go ahead.
Okay, so just so everybody knows, as of right now, I have the wiki page open in editing mode, so any decisions that we make to change things I can make in real time and will be reflected as I'm periodically saving the document. So I guess we will start on part one. As you can see, we've tried to segment this to try and into five parts, of which four are on the wiki right now, and the fifth is yet to come. So I guess we'll start with part one. Do I need to read it aloud for the record, or is everybody okay with just reading it?
Alex, yeah, maybe read it for the record. Thanks.
Okay. We have a comment from Anand and Tijani. Anand, please go ahead.
Yeah, just very quickly, we only have a half hour left, and... You know, we only got this document less than an hour ago, and I haven't looked at it at all. So I'm fine with going through it, but we shouldn't take this as the definitive agreement of all the people on the call.
Again, I'm more. However, you'd like to do this.
I'm just
not to put a gun to anybody's head to have this done now.
We have a half hour. Let's try to use it productively. I'm not convinced that going over wordsmithing word by word is the most productive way we can do that.
Okay. Well, then, if that's the case, then maybe the best thing to do is to give everybody the weekend to go over it. Use the mailing list and or the Skype chat and or the wiki comment area for anybody to leave specific things that they'd like to change or think they need addressed. What I want to do is, first off, is, Elaine, since you seem most prepared with some specific issues that you'd like to address, what I'd like to do perhaps is deal with those. And then what I'll do then is come back to the parts that the document has marked in red and call your attention to the areas where I was unable to find specific answers or direction and areas that I think the group needs to help clarify in order to make the document more understandable. So, Blaine, if I could indulge you, why not tell me what your concerns are, and let's see how we can build them in.
Great, thanks. So if you scroll down, if you're on the wiki, or perhaps we now have scrolling powers on Adobe, but...
I do in my editing copy, so go ahead.
Okay, so the first thing that stood out to me as needing discussion, because... Well, there's a question in the document, and I think it's counter to what we had already come to consensus on previously, is 3.2 in the red. It says, indeed, some in the working group or a full consensus believe the process to evaluate eligible applicants could be integrated in the existing applicant guidebook processes for evaluating the community category of GTLD applications.
Okay.
The reason why I think this is an issue is because we had, from the start, determined that our program would be developed in parallel with the applicant guidebook and that we wouldn't integrate what we were doing in the applicant guidebook. Love to hear some comment there.
Okay, so
is somebody on the screen.
Somebody's got a car in the background beeping.
Okay, I think we have Jenny, Andrew, and Alan who raised their hand. Okay, we start with Jenny.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I'd like to raise a general point. Shall we speak about things that have been already adopted in the milestone report? This is the first and the biggest point I want to raise. I don't think that we need or we have to touch the milestone report except for reviewing it according to the comments received. But any issue adopted or there is consensus, so we will not come again with it and add things or delete things. First point. Second point, concerning the applicant guidebook, we discussed in our first phase of work this point, and it's right that some said we have to do this work in parallel with the applicant guidebook, and it has it to be included in. But it was said because we was afraid that we will not reach have time to give substance to the board before the applicant guidebook is finalized. If we manage to give them something before the finalization of the applicant guidebook, why not? It's not a problem for me. I don't have any problem with this. I don't think that the group decided categorically sharply that we don't have to include anything in the applicant guidebook. In fact, it's not our interest. The best is to put everything in the applicant guidebook, but if it is not possible, it's not possible.
Okay. All right. Since it's in one of the issues in red, what I'm going to do then is, as Alan correctly said, we're not going to do a line-by-line dissection of it right now when you've only seen this document at the most for half an hour before this call started. So what I'd like to do then is go through the document and call attention to the areas that are in red, possibly for debate now, but certainly just to make sure that you are thinking about these things as we go forward. As the authors of this document were going through it, and sometimes they were identified as areas where there was either a lack of consensus or lack of clarity, or perhaps the group didn't even tackle some of these issues. And so the reason they're in red is exactly because these things do need some consideration. Where you do see, you know, the words consensus or whatever in red, it's simply a matter of saying I wasn't, as I was writing this part of it, able to determine if there was consensus, no consensus, divergence, or whatever. So, after some discussions, Elaine, it just seemed to me to be the case that at least some people, and I guess I'd include myself amongst them, believe that it may indeed be appropriate to have certain parts of this in sync with the guidebook, especially given some of the timing considerations now that are starting to happen. Especially if you agree with the rationale that's expressed in part two about why this is part of this round and not later, the concept of integrating this with the applicant guidebook, in fact, might make this simpler for applicants. So there are some advantages perhaps to having them in sync. And as I was going through the consensus document for the milestone, I certainly didn't see anything that precluded some reference to the applicant guidebook in our work. So we can certainly bring this to the fore in future discussion. But Elaine, I didn't see anything in the milestone document that insisted that this had to be a separate process from the applicant guidebook. Anyway, so what I'd like to do is just, like I say, go through the document and highlight the areas in red. These are areas that this group either needs to provide some consensus on, some clarification, or at very least some areas where the authors could use some help. So at the very
beginning... Evan, can I ask you a quick question just to throw, to complete
and,
this last
and I
bit?
I have my hand up also, so can we go back
okay,
to this at some point?
Go. Sorry.
Okay. No, I, Andrew, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'd like to go back to the speaking list instead of just having this a debate between two people.
Okay, I think we have three people in the queue and me too. I want to ask a question. So let's start with Alan and then we go to Andrew and we end with Ellen. Alan, please go ahead.
Okay, I think this is a good example in my mind of something that we don't need to be talking about at all. If the board and staff can find an equitable way of implementing our recommendations without putting it in the guidebook but having some sort of parallel process, I don't really care. I care that they're going to follow our recommendations, and I care that the information is made available in an equitable way so people understand what is available to them and can take advantage of it. I don't much care if that's done in parallel or in the guidebook. I know there's all sorts of restrictions of conditions associated with that, but I don't think it's our problem. And I think we really need to focus on the substance of what we're recommending and not necessarily the implementation of it, as long as what is done is equitable and does make the recommendations available. Thank you.
Thanks. Andrew, please go ahead.
I was going to say something similar, but I was just going to add that I'm comfortable either way, whatever way is best. I just don't have a clear sense of what it would look like if it were not integrated more closely with the DAG. So perhaps if that's a preference, Elaine, it would be helpful just to explain how that would actually work, because I just don't have a sense of it. Thank you.
Okay, I think now Elaine can reply to you, but we have some noise on the call. Elaine?
Thanks. Yeah, I'll go back and look at the documentation of that. And so the reason why we wouldn't want to include that line if no one cares that much about it or has that strong a position is that it's, if we say that whatever we're doing has to be built into the applicant guidebook in the community category section, the staff did have a publication deadline for what the board is going to consider in a couple of weeks. And so if we put this in here, then what we're asking for is that that process be delayed, I think. And if that's not our intention, then that needs to be made clear too.
Okay. Thank you, Anne. Just a half question, maybe to Carl about when the applicant guidebook will be finalized.
Our internal deadline for the applicant guidebook, Rafik, has passed. Let me just retrieve.
Sorry. I'm
back.
Can Adigo mute this source of noise?
Okay. Now we have Olivier. Please, Olivier, go ahead.
I think we missed what Carla said. Could you repeat, please?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to have anything included in the applicant guidebook, my advice is that we talk to Kurt about the deadlines and the timelines, because internally the timeline for us to submit any kind of changes to the guidebook has passed. Staff has been working in updates for the applicant guidebook all time along, and it's up, you know, until today. Today is our last.
Sorry, I think we are not hearing well. What? We have some noise and have someone is talking in the call, but to someone else. Okay. Please unmute your phone when you are not speaking for the call, please. Okay, so if I understand correctly what Carla said, that the deadline passed and we need to talk anyway with Kurt about that. Alan, do you have any comment?
Yes, that question was asked at the last JNSO council meeting, and Kurt said there are two versions that are planned at this point, one that is already frozen at this point, because he said it was going to be frozen something like the end of last week. I don't remember it exactly. And there would be another one which would be published in time for the publication deadline for the June meeting, which essentially is the end of May. So there are two revisions, one that presumably the board will be working on, and there will have been other comments by the end of May, and then a version a week or so after that. So we're looking at two revisions in the time frame we're talking about. Obviously, it's too late to get into the first one. The second one is still possible. That's the way I remember what Kurt said. Carla can correct that if I'm wrong, or someone else who was on that meeting.
Okay, we lost someone on the call. Carla, do you want to answer, or then we can go to Ivan?
No, that's fine, Rafik. There's a second version. We don't have internal deadlines for the second version yet, but you are right. We publish usually before, 2-3 weeks before the beginning of the ICANN meeting. I think it still would be a confirmation from Kurt.
The deadline is for the publication for this meeting is, I believe, the very close to the end of May, and clearly we cannot have a substantive discussion at the Singapore meeting if it is not published in that deadline. So I think that's what we can expect.
Okay.
Yeah, you might want to check also. You might want to check how this goes with the board retreat, whether or not some of those changes that are going to be done for the next applicant guidebook have to be on the agenda before the end of May.
Thank you very much, Carla, for this insight. It's really helpful. Ivan, please go ahead.
All I can speak to is what we've been asked to do. We've been asked to come up with a report for May. In fact, the beginning of this call, Olivia was quite correct in saying we need to have a timeline nailed down for this. We've been asked to give a report in May. It's up to the powers that be to choose to heed what we ask or not to heed what we ask. But we're getting so caught up in what could happen, what might happen, what others are doing, to the point where it's distracting us from what we're supposed to be doing. This has been a problem with this working group now for months, and I really would appreciate if we got back on substance and stopped worrying about what is going on around us. We've been given a task. We've been given a time to report on it. Let's just do that. And if they want to heed what we say, they'll heed what we say. And if it means a delay in the process while they integrate it, that's not our problem. We've been asked to give our advice. Let's give it.
Recognizing we have a parent committee to go through before it can get there.
Understood, but that's the process under which the joint working group has been formed and the parameters under which the board, the GAC, and everybody else waiting patiently for our input understands already.
I was reminding the rest of the group. I know you know.
Thank you, Eva. Thank you for your comment. It's clear that we need to do work and we don't have so much time. So maybe if we can set up our own deadline for each task and to try to reach consensus as soon as possible, it will be really helpful. Andrew, do you have any comment?
Yes, just quickly. I agree with Evan. I'm actually now a little bit confused myself about what our deadlines are and wanting to abide by the legitimate desires of GNSO and ALAC. Do we have a clear sense of when we would need to get this to people to have its maximum impact? Because that will help us to build our timeline. If that's the thing that we get out of this call, that will be useful in my mind.
Okay. If a deadline for chartering organization, depends about when ALAC and I cannot speak for ALAC, but at least for GNSO, when the GNSO Council will have a meeting, and then we need to submit a motion 1 week before the meeting. But anyway, it may take more time for them because they can ask for consideration to discuss the report and to comment it. So if we are going to set up deadlines according to like GNSO Council meetings, we need real long time to submit the report before a GNSO Council meeting. We discussed about deadline for this working group, and we thought we reached consensus to have the final report for the 17th May. So if we are really try to stick with GNSO Council meetings times, I think maybe we need to do finalize our report more earlier. And now we are in the 15th April, so we don't really have less than 1 month.
So Rafi, the question is simply this: if you wish to be available for the board report for the board retreat, And if we would like to make sure that both ALAC and GNSO have what they consider to be adequate time, what is our cutoff? Is our cutoff the last day of April? If it is, we can work on that. If it's the, you know, if it's the third day of May, we can work on that. It will help us greatly, I think, as a group, to have a clear sense of when we need this ready to go to pass on to our constituents or sponsors, and that way we'll adjust accordingly.
Rafiq, this is Carla speaking, if I may.
Yes.
The board retreat is going to be May 19-20. Our internal deadline to submit anything for the board agenda, for the board consideration, is 2 weeks before, and that takes us to May 6. So, if I understand this conversation correctly, by May 6, we should have a report that has been reviewed by the GNSO and the ALAC chairs. Right?
Well, it's either or. Either of the chartering bodies is capable of submitting something to the board. They don't both need to agree.
If we don't have something by May 6, we will submit by a later day. My advice is that we make the board know that and get a confirmation that they will, you know, be able to review something and put something into the agenda, even if submitted after May 6.
Okay, so we have a hard and fast date that you're giving us, which is good and useful right now, which is May 6th. That is the day that we need to give something that the board is capable of considering for its retreat. Correct?
I think, yeah.
Okay. So as was being said at the beginning of this call, we try and work backwards from that and see the extent to which we can produce a usable consensus and, to the extent we can, approval by GNS. Well, I don't know how GNSO Council, how fast it works or whatever, but, you know, if we have a situation we can do, you know, ALAC is capable of doing virtual balloting. So, you know, this is not out of the realm of possibility.
Ivan, I think I have a question for Glenn. I'm not sure about when the GNSO Council will have a conf call in May.
I can speak to that if I get up, Alan.
Okay, please.
Yeah, the GNSO has a meeting on the 28th of April and another one on the 21st, I believe, of May. The 19th of May. So there is essentially no way the GNSO is going to approve this by the 6th of the 6th or the 15th of May. It's not going to happen. So
yes.
Let's not even worry about that. That's a pretty much a fact. Even if we have it for the meeting of the 28th, which means it has to be submitted 4 days from now or something like that, it's not likely to be voted on. It will be deferred till the meeting, which will be too late for the board deadline. So that's a reality. The question is, can the ALAC meet a schedule which is tighter? And I think it goes back to Olivier's, you know, statement of tell us the definitive last possible date you can accept this and process it, and then the ALAC may be able to, you know, set up some exceptional meeting to discuss it or do an electronic vote or whatever. Whatever it is, I think the optics of this are such that if the ALAC approves it, it can't be looked as a rubber stamp. The ALAC actually has to have an opportunity to discuss this. Otherwise, it's going to be viewed as a sham by parts of the community. So.
Okay, we have comment from Evan, Alex, and Alan. Are you still raised your hand?
No, I'm done.
Okay, Ivan, please go ahead.
Oh, sorry, my hand's down. If somebody else has comments, go ahead.
Okay, so Alex, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
Let's keep.
I think we have got, Alex speaking, we have got 6 minutes left, and I'm concerned that we have gone back to discussing other processes instead of discussing this wonderful document that Evan was taking us through, and we would have raised the issues that need to be to our attention. We have spent a fairly large chunk of our time just discussing other processes, and we had agreed we should not tie ourselves. We get into this, and discuss it and make our recommendation the shortest time possible and give them out. But I'm concerned that we should not overdwell on others' process outside. And if we had, for example, gone through the items in red on this document, I would have left this call a far much happier person, feeling I've done something. Yeah, thank you.
Well, okay, thank you, Alex. Okay. Yes, it's important that we should focus in the work that we have to do. I think we have this proposal and we started to discuss about. I think Evan suggested that in the weekend, if working members can make some comments in the wiki.
We have three different channels through which comment can be done, whichever people are more comfortable. As you know, there is an open Skype chat that some people have been using that some people are comfortable with, in which case they can find other people who are online and talk in real time between now and the next meeting. There is the email. There is email, which is also interactive but doesn't work quite as fast. And then there is the ability to leave comments on the wiki page, and I will commit to looking at every single comment that is there and attempt to integrate it into the document. So there are all those three ways. I will personally be monitoring all three. I know that the other members of the team are also using Skype and email. So I would encourage anybody who is going through the document, make notes, send them by email, talk about them in chat, or put them in comments on the wiki, and this is going to be the best way for us to do some of the substantive work that has to be done. We can't depend simply on these two calls a week.
Okay. Thank you, Evan. In addition to that proposal, we also have some text in, for the different work team, and also we need to work on that. Maybe now we are making some priority to about the criteria, but also we need to think about that. Are you with Cintra and Andrew editing those other parts of the wiki in regard to the other work teams or not?
Well, the document is not complete. The Section 5, how do we evaluate the application, which includes the entire procedures and process, which includes the very elaborate flowchart that Dev has been working on and for which I am extremely grateful, because that will go a long way to try and demonstrate the process of how the evaluation can take place. But also all the substantial amount of words that have been written so far about how to do the evaluations, all that is yet to go into the document, which I will attempt to coordinate with the team and have in this weekend. So I'm asking everybody at least to look at the first four parts that are there. Part 1 to 3, I think, are fairly complete. Part 4, which includes the description of what a qualified applicant would be eligible to receive, that is not complete. I'm aware of other text that needs to go into that. And like I said, the last section that has to do on the processes and procedures and evaluation, that is also yet to be done. So the document is going to significantly grow over the weekend. Having said that, I would encourage people to really go and have a look at even what's there, because there's an awful lot of red text there. There's an awful lot that needs to be determined, that needs to be agreed to by the working group, or at least identify where divergence exists, so we can make the readers of this report understand clearly where we're at.
Okay. Thank you. Tishani, please go ahead.
Thank you. I prepared some remarks on the text proposed by Evan and the team, and I was hoping that we will I will provide them today and we will discuss them today, but unfortunately we spoke about other things, and I hope that it will be the last time we don't speak about substance. Can we commit for the next calls never speak on anything except the text, except the substance? Last thing, the work of the work teams will be compiled by Evan and the editing group. So Evan and his colleagues are the hard pen, the pen holders. So they are compiling all the text produced by the work teams, and they are proposing so the a unique text that we will discuss together.
I think that we agreed about that anyway. But about any discussion in relation to the process or anything, I'm not sure how to prevent people to do that. Just what I can ask that we focus now on the substantive part of our work. And if there is any problem of process, I think us maybe co-chairs, we can handle that, and we will discuss with people when needed, but let's focus on the substantive. Okay, so as we are reaching the end of our call, let's agree for... okay, Olivier, you will have the last word, but it was what I was going to say, that we will have this weekend to discuss about the proposal. I think the editing team will try to do the best to compile the comments, etc. And then we will continue discussing about the document in the next call if we have real specific questions. So it will be more easy to make consensus. So I don't think that we are going to do that word by word, just if we have specific question, there is some part that we need to reach some consensus, we'll make it more easy. I'm not sure that how we will highlight those disputed parts, but it will make it more easy for discussion. Olivier, you will have the last word for this call. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. I missed a couple of minutes of the call because my line was cut, but I have not heard anyone mention the fact that Carla has very kindly forwarded the latest comments from the GAC on the applicant guidebook there is a section that deals with applicant support. I think it would be worth everyone reading that section and perhaps integrating some of the proposals that the GAC is now bringing forward into the JAS document, or at least finding out if the proposals in the JAS document agree with some of the possible proposals from the GAC. Back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, if hearing no other further comment, and I think we... Olivier, you want to comment again? Or okay, I think you raised your hand. So I think we have a clear action plan for next days till the next call. So I will ask everybody, kindly everybody, to try to comment the proposal, and then we will. I think we can make real progress in these days. So thank you everybody for joining today's call, and we will adjourn this call for today. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Glenn?